And after 14 years of tempestuous rule under Hugo Chavez, Venezuela has a new president, Nicolas Maduro. Former vice president was sworn in late last week as the interim leader of Venezuela. Maduro is a one-time bus driver and union leader who had been at Chavez's side since the early 90s. Now Maduro is sounding more and more like his old boss. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Tall and imposing, Nicolás Maduro stepped forward in the country's packed congressional hall on Friday night.
Con la mano dura de un pueblo dispuesto a ser libre.
And then he swore to complete Hugo Chávez's dream for Venezuela, invoking the late president's name over and over. That dream is to transform this OPEC power into a socialist state, allied with Cuba and decidedly opposed to capitalism and American interests in Latin America. It's a dream Maduro says will not die, even with the death of El Comandante a week ago following a long ordeal with cancer.
Por vanidad o porque mi apellido, Maduro.
Maduro told the country that he wasn't taking the oath because of ambition, vanity, or because he comes from the Venezuelan elite. The lawmakers and Chavista rank and file responded with cries of, "With Chavez and Maduro, the people are safe." Maduro, to be sure, is solidly in charge of the government. Chavez himself, in his last public comments in December, told Venezuelans that Maduro was his political heir, and that gives Maduro a big advantage over the opposition in snap elections that'll be held on April 14th. Still, Maduro is in for a scrap. On Sunday, opposition leader Enrique Capriles accepted the nomination to take on the new president. He said he'd fight.
Yo no voy a... Nicolás, yo no te voy a dejar el camino libre, compañero.
And addressing Maduro by his first name, Capriles said he wouldn't step aside and allow Chavez's successor to have an easy road to long-term power. Capriles said the government knew Chavez was in his death throes for weeks and had been planning for this election.
Ustedes llevan semanas en campaña.
And he also accused Maduro of using Chavez's death for political gain to bolster support from the former president's die-hard loyalists. The government hasn't stopped talking about Chavez or showing his image on its many state television stations. Chavez still sings guitar-laden llaneras on TV, the music of the great southern plains where he was born. In one hagiographic spot, a poem is read about how Chavez is still here, in spirit, leading the country and his self-styled revolution. He still wades into crowds, kissing babies and singling out poor followers for hugs. It's powerful imagery, and it helps Maduro.
En tiempos de llanto y dolor, en tiempos de triunfos y logros.
Out on the streets where revolutionary songs still play, the president's supporters all recall Chavez's last words on December 8th. Vote for Maduro if I'm not here. Maria Andrade, age 54, was watching on TV that day.
Si mañana fueran las elecciones.
If the election were tomorrow, Andrade said, I'm sure all Venezuelans would be in the street to vote for Maduro. That's what the president told us to do. That sentiment is perhaps shared by millions, but Maduro, once a reserved apparatchik, is also adopting the same intonation and fiery rhetoric as Chavez. He calls his opponents part of a rancid oligarchy out to sack the country, a favorite Chavez put down. And he suggested that Venezuela's historic enemy, by which he means the United States, has something to do with Chavez getting cancer. Sunday, reacting angrily to Capriles' accusations, Maduro said he'd remain loyal to the principles of the late president and the guiding light of the revolution. That's Simón Bolívar, hero of the independence era.
Que ven que sus cheques se perdieron en un fondo vacío.
And he had a warning for what he called ambitious oligarchs and imperialists.
No habrá garra imperialista que pueda con esta tierra sagrada de libertadores como Simón Bolívar y Hugo Chávez.
There are no imperialist claws that can handle this sacred land, he said. This sacred land of Simón Bolívar and Hugo Chávez. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.